This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1518. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 24th, DX News from Antarctica, Honduras, Mexico, program tips from Cuba, Madagascar, Oklahoma, Spain, off frequencies from Bolivia, Cuba, Guatemala, Morocco, jamming reduced, reactivations from India, Virginia, Venezuela, new frequencies for Kashmir, Korea South, future plans for Mexico and Zambia, and the propagation outlook. Every year, for at least 10 years, on June 21st, BBC World Service has had a special broadcast to Antarctica. It doesn't get much publicity since it's only intended for people at the British Antarctic Survey spending the winter down there. And we could not give you any advance word of it on last week's show. However, the half-hour program is available to listen to on demand. The word did get out, thanks to Alan Rowe and Alan Pennington in the UK, before it happened, and many of our DX Listening Digest groupies did hear it. It seems they've been using the same three frequencies for the last few years, although I wouldn't count on that a year from now. But you may want to mark your calendar for June 21st, 2011 at 2130 to 2200 UT. 5950 and 7295 via Rampisham, UK, and 7360 via Ascension. The Ascension relay had interference in Europe from Belarus, but it certainly ought to do better in the target area. It's the longest night in Antarctica, but it's the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere, and I was a bit surprised that the broadcast was even audible in Michigan, according to Steve Lehrer, best on 7360, which was the Ascension relay. And also heard by Anne Finelli in New York. She says 7360 provided fine reception, too. The URL is rather long, so I won't attempt to convey it verbally, but you might find it by searching the BBC World Service website under Antarctic Midwinter Special. Of course, we do have the full URL in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-25, via worldofradio.com. Once you're not listening to anything else online, it's safe to click on the link because the playing launches automatically. And there are also links to a couple of previous shows. They're mainly greetings to family members, but with some humorous moments and some very truncated musical requests, reminiscent of Calling the Falkland Islands. Meanwhile, only the Argentines are shortwave broadcasting direct from Antarctica, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, LRA 36, on 15476. I was getting it quite a bit in May, but not lately. Conditions have just been too poor. Nevertheless, it's being heard frequently in California by Ron Howard, and also by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. In fact, both of them were hearing it at the same time, the 18th of June, during the broadcast from 12 to 15 UT, which in fact ran a bit late, signing off at 15:12, says Carlos. Ron says the audio seemed to end at 15:04, but the carrier was still going at 15:14. Horacio Negro in Uruguay confirms that the very off-frequency Bolivian he's heard before on 5765 approximately, with a distorted FM-like signal, is Radio Panamericana from La Paz. He heard it again June 18th at 10:30 with a clear time check and ID. That's the station supposed to be on 6105. If you're trying for Brazil on medium wave at a great distance, you might go to 980 kilohertz, listed as 600 kilowatts originally for Radio Nacional in Brasilia. However, the transmitter is getting old and it's not operating with anywhere near that power. According to Lucio Heiser in Brasilia, who's with the news service of the station, they're running 250 kilowatts at night and only 50 kilowatts in the daytime. However, there are plans to get a new transmitter. Listeners in Brazil, such as Sarmento Campos in Rio de Janeiro, says they're lucky even to be running 50 kilowatts. Signal is rather weak. I wonder if Radio Republica is still being heard on 5954.16 variable via Costa Rica or Cuban jamming. As of June 18th, Aker Peterson in Denmark reports via Playdex that the apparent Wapiles transmitter of Elcor in Costa Rica was logged at 0240 to 0250 on 5954.20, but it was just a carrier without modulation and adjacent channel interference. Alan Pennington corrects my remark last week that DXers Unlimited from Radio Havana, Cuba is on Saturdays. In fact, it's been moved to the Sunday's broadcast into UT Mondays for the repeats. However, the midweek edition is still on Tuesdays into UT Wednesdays. At least that's how it is at the moment. Everything is always subject to change without notice at Radio Havana, Cuba. He was airing at UT Monday, June 14th at 03:14 and repeated exactly 1 hour later, but lasting only 9 minutes. Another change without notice is shifting the time of the first English broadcast, which had been 1 hour at 20:30 UT, and now it starts at 20:00, followed by 1 hour of French, rather than splitting French into one half hour before and after the English. That's all on 11760. Whatever the time for this transmission, it's often missing from RHC schedules. I wonder if it is considered a dress rehearsal, or is it constantly on the verge of being cancelled? In any event, the English webpage of RHC, even if it doesn't have the correct times and frequencies, does have a new program grid put up, labeled 2300 to 24 UT, now that there's only 1 hour of programming repeated over and over. So you can see exactly when to expect each program, if it is correct. The greatest anomaly from RHC this week was a totally off-the-wall frequency, where I found it when I was band scanning for Firedrake the morning of June 20th at 12:35, a very big signal on 9112 kHz from RHC in Spanish. That apparently was instead of the one frequency I found missing, 11760, which, however, had returned the following day. Can't imagine how they wound up on 9112. It cannot be a slip of the finger on the keypad. Maybe they got it mixed up with one of their spy numbers frequencies, although I've not found that one reported as such. And there is more strangeness from Cuba. The jamming seems to have been cut back, although I expect it's only temporary, who knows why, against Radio Martí. On June 23rd at 13:50, I was hearing it on 13820 without any jamming, or maybe just a trace, but it started to build up at 1400. And the evening before, Ron Howard in California found 6030 Martí completely in the clear from 0317 to 0400 when the jamming started up. As we've reported before, some powerful Chinese shortwave transmitters have been shipped to Cuba for additional installation there, and Keith Perron in Taiwan has an update about that. He says he visited Beijing recently and talked with friends in the technical department at China Radio International, who are the only ones who know what's really going on about such things. The Chinese have leased some land outside Havana to build a relay station. Some officials and technical equipment already went to Cuba a few months ago, and his contact referred to this station as a way for Cuba to earn a few millions per year. But it was going to be a challenge to the island's poor electric grid. The new relay station is not intended for broadcasts, but rather a way to create more interference than anything. Could Fire Drake be coming to Cuba? Well, I say it would certainly be an escalation if the Chi-Com were to start jamming from Cuba U.S. broadcasts which have nothing to do with China. And there are no U.S. government shortwave broadcasts in Chinese from U.S. territory, so there's no point in jamming them from faraway Cuba. However, the Dentro-Cubans, of course, would be glad to have even more jamming of broadcasts from outside to inside. But why would Cuba be earning money from China for doing that? It doesn't really make sense, so I bet it does turn out to be even more relays of CRI broadcasts doing a better job than the Cubans have with their decrepit old transmitters, which they'll even preempt to carry Radio Rebelde when they feel like it. A bit more has emerged about the new clandestine for Gambia, known as Save the Gambia Democracy Project. The 15-minute weekly broadcast Saturday at 18:15 to 18:30 on 15225 via the Nauen site in Germany. Yes, it was heard again this previous Saturday by several listeners. Dragan Lekic in Serbia says, I Googled the project and found the audio announcement in English, saying the new station is called Voice of the Country, or in the local language, Bati Remwi, which I'll spell B-A-T-I-R-E-M-W-I. Last week we had a report of something in Spanish on 4780 heard in Florida from 1135, but quickly fading out. Could it be Radio Cultural Cuatan, Guatemala, reactivated? The answer is no, because Manuel Mendez in Spain emailed the station and got a reply as a result of this possibility. It's from the director of the station, who says, we are not now transmitting on shortwave because the transmitter has been destroyed. It doesn't work. And anyway, radio receivers that have 60 meters hardly exist anymore. And for that, we do not plan to repair it. That's from Domingo Hernandez. So whatever was in Spanish on 4780 was not Guatemala, but what could it have been? It does not work out to be a harmonic of any possible even medium wave frequency. Could it be a mixing product? It could be a single major station with higher frequencies, 4,780 kilohertz apart at the time, if we can figure one out. Or it could be some until now unknown new Latin American station. It's a bit late for Bolivia or Ecuador. And anyway, those are reported a bit higher between 4781 and 4782. Another thing, it could also be a complex local medium wave mixing product there in Florida. One should look for parallels on medium wave when hearing it. As for GBC Guyana on 3290, Bob Wilkner says the favorable times to listen to it here are around 0900 and 0300 UT. Radio Misiones Internacionales, Comayagüela, Honduras, HRMI. 3340 is quite irregular, but it has been reported this week by Bob Wilkner again with a powerful signal June 16th at 10:50. Or I guess he's quoting someone else in Florida. Also heard by Rick Barton in Arizona at 10:20 UT. And also heard after 1100, but gone by 1200. On June 17th. Jim Evans in Tennessee heard it June 18th from 0301 to 0315. But the following night, nothing but a carrier. Manuel Menith in Spain reports it as well, but with a very weak signal, June 18th at 0447 to 526. It's religious programming in Spanish. We're at the halfway point of World of Radio number 1518. Consult our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support, especially from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. who's a regular contributor every quarter at the solstice and at the equinoxes, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Also thanks for a check from Rob Holman in Michigan, and contributing via PayPal, Michael Mayer, and Bob Griffin. Check out Bob's website where he promotes his world station, www.dxtra.com. Jari Savolainen in Finland says All India Radio Kursiang has been reactivated on 4895, heard 19 June at 1540, at first in parallel with 4920 Chennai. Also reported by Partha Sarathy Goswami in West Bengal. AIR Kursiang back on 4895 with a strong signal there at 1741 UT, saying they would return to the air at midnight 55. DX Mix News Bulgaria says Voice of Kashmir, Sadaya Kashmir, the service from All India Radio in the Kashmiri language, has changed its frequencies. This may be a seasonal thing, and we're not sure when the change was made. But the morning and evening broadcasts, 1 hour each at 0230 and 1430 UT, have changed from 6100 to 4870, while the midday broadcast, or afternoon, at 0730, has changed from 9890 to 6100. These are from transmitter site at Delhi. Besides a reduction in Cuban jamming, Ron Howard in California notes that Seabreeze Shokaze for North Korea has not been jammed for quite a while since they moved to 6135 in late April. It was jammed for a few days, so North Korea knew they'd changed the frequency for the broadcast at 14 to 1430. But for a long time, no jamming has been heard at all, he says. Makes little sense and not consistent. Perhaps they had to pull the jamming away to use against some other higher priority station, such as possibly Radio Free Chosun, which DX Mix News Bulgaria says has changed frequency at 15 to 16 UT, replacing 7475 with 11560 via Tajikistan. Trouble is that collides with family radio in Hindi via Taiwan. If you hear an Arabic station on a new frequency, 9620 between 2000 and 2057 UT, it was at first unidentified, reported by Dragan Lekic in Serbia, but then identified by Wolfgang Büschel and by Tarek Zaidan as KBS World Radio with a new relay frequency via Portugal, replacing 15365. Ron Howard in California says if you want to avoid the Vuvuzela horn blowing and World Cup live coverage, you should listen to RTV Malagasy in Madagascar. He says they're carrying the games every afternoon around 1310 to 1500 UT on 7105 USB Plus carrier. In the National Radio Club, Doug Smith in Tennessee reports from a press release by COFETEL, the Mexican government agency, a new X-band station has been authorized in Ciudad Anahuac, Nuevo León, near Monterrey. It's for the Universidad Anahuac, so it will presumably be non-commercial on 1670 kilohertz, and I suppose it'll be a while before it actually appears on the air. I've been enjoying lots of Mexican TVDX, in fact, too much of it. It all comes in at once, and it's hard to sort out stations. But the higher channel has a bit better chance of having less interference, Channel 6, one station I've especially enjoyed seeing more than once, is XHCGA in Aguascalientes, known as Aguascalientes TV. It is an educational station, formerly with the National Once network, but now with local programming such as symphonic concerts. I've also DX'd several Mexican FM stations, including one in Aguascalientes on 92.7. the RDS display on my DX398 receiver identified it, since it showed UASCALIE, the middle of the word, Aguascalientes. Another interesting catch was a station on 92.7 identifying as 102.5 and 92.7 Lalay. Now, the 102.5 is XHRR in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, but the 92.7 relay is unlisted. I looked around to see where that frequency was in use in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas and in Tamaulipas, and the closest one is KESO, licensed to South Padre Island but transmitting from Port Isabel. And that's confirmed, the station now relaying the Mexican one across the border by Stephen Wiseblood, for whom these are locals. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal is close enough to Morocco to hear medium wave day and night, as well as long wave. He says it seems Radio Marocain is decreasing the number of active medium wave transmitters. The only ones audible now at midday are long wave 207 and medium wave 540, 595, which is off frequency 1 kHz, 612, 711 variable, 936, and 1044, while some other ones must be off the air, which he ought to be hearing if they were on the air, 702, 819, 828, 1053, 1080, and 1188. Radio Netherlands has refused to identify the make of the shortwave transmitters recently installed at Bonaire. However, Kai Ludwig says he knows. The two new transmitters that replaced the old Philips rigs are Thomson's. I believe I mentioned a while ago that there is an interesting program called Chronicles of the Old West, cowboy-oriented, carried on a network of commercial stations, including KGGF in Coffeyville, Kansas, 690. Now I've run across a similar show, apparently the competition. This one is called The Cowboy Corner, and it was at 7 to 8 p.m. Sunday local time in Oklahoma on 99.5 from Henrietta's station KXBL. But it's on many other stations around the country, according to what I could Google, although I could not find a website for it, let alone an affiliate list. Anyhow, it's worth seeking out if you enjoy reminiscences of the Old West, cowboy music, and interviews about Western films. And a show with some very enjoyable world music. And a very strong signal is on Saturdays at 22 to 23 UT, unless preempted by sports, on Radio Exterior de España. 15110 booms in here. The program is called Mundofonias. And on June 19th, they were playing Russian gypsy music. We are still waiting for the Senate to confirm nominees to the Broadcasting Board of Governors being held up by Oklahoma's own Senator Coburn. The latest from KimAndrewElliott.com as of June 23rd, a story in the Washington Post of the day before. The Senate confirmed 63 Obama administration nominees, many of whom had languished for months, awaiting final approval. The eight persons, however, nominated for seats on the BBG are not included. Kim says, are there issues still to be resolved? Senator Coburn received answers to the questions he put to the BBG nominees. The Senate executive calendar still showed Senator Coburn's notice of intent to object to proceeding for six of the nominees, all except Perino and Meehan. Ron Howard in California reports another Arabic program on WRNO. It was Saturday evening, UT Sunday, at 02:55, June 20th, on 7506.20, ending English, and saying to stay tuned for Johnny in Arabic, a Christian program, of course. He previously heard Arabic on a UT Thursday, about the same time before 0300. Craig Christ in Virginia reports an X-band station is back on the air in Portsmouth, WHKT 1650, It had been Disney and then went silent. Now he says it's talk format, simulcasting WPMH in Claremont, Virginia, with a joint ID WPMH and WHKT, conservative talk radio, Freedom 1650. Bob Carter, however, says that the simulcast between 1650 and the other one on 670 will soon be ending, as 670 is going to an all-religious format. Both stations are owned by Salem. In ABDX, Keith Beasley in Seattle has news of an FM station in Tacoma flipping from pop to classical music, KVTI 90.9. It's at Clover Park Technical College. It had been playing top 40 dance and pop, but is becoming part of Northwest Public Radio, managed by Washington State University, which means NPR News and classical music. Santiago Sanhil Gonzalez in Venezuela and colleagues of CDXA International report that Antonio Contín in Cabimas, Venezuela, heard that pirate on 6980 variable called Radio Joel 2:28, that is the Bible verse Joel 2:28. It's in Santa Cruz de Mara, Estado Zulia. Heard it 2230 UT playing the national anthem. And it also might be testing in the mornings around 10:30. The only currently active shortwave station from Venezuela. The Lusaka Times of Zambia reports via the Media Network blog that ZNBC will be off shortwave for at least another 5 months. It's procuring replacement parts for the transmitters, which broke down earlier this year, rendering no service to most parts of the country. The cost $130,000, but delivery will take about 5 months. The following may explain why shortwave reception has not improved much as the sunspot cycle is supposedly going up. An item by Stuart Clark in the Washington Post, June 22nd, via Mike Cooper, headlined, "Scientists find a big drop in the strength of solar magnetic fields." Although sunspots are making a belated comeback after the protracted solar minimum, signs are that not all is well. For decades, William Livingston at the National Solar Observatory in Tucson has been measuring the strength of magnetic fields that puncture the sun's surface and cause the spots to develop. Last year, he and colleague Matt Penn pointed out the average strength of sunspot magnetic fields has been sliding dramatically since 1995. If the trend continues in just 5 years, the field will have slipped below the threshold needed for sunspots to form. It seems that the sunspot bonanza of the last century is over. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 22nd. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 June 26th, then down mostly to 5 and 2, another peak to 10 and 3 on July 13th. Solar flux dropping from 75 until July 1st, then down to 72 and dropping further to 70 by July 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1518.